Hi, this is Bob from Hackberry House. Well, I just got back from the street, you know, that special street in Chicago's Albany Park neighborhood. It's Friday, Muslim Holy Day. That means Muslims will be visiting their mosques in my hood. And I've counted four of them now, four mosques, maybe five. I'm convinced there are more Muslims meeting in Albany Park than Christians now. Their people are dedicated, they're vibrant, they're assured. They walk in comfort and freedom, unlike what I would experience in any of their home countries, you know. Well, you know, I wouldn't be surprised to see Albany Park become the next Dearborn, Michigan. You ever been there? There's a street, I've forgotten the name of it right now, but I was there. It's a street that for miles is lined with Muslim mosques and businesses. Total takeover of that area. The world's known many takeovers. I think right away of how Romanism comes into an area. It's meek and mild as a lamb at first and growing in confidence as it grows in numbers, having babies, making converts, flying in members from other countries. Before long, the nation or the neighborhood is demanding equality and then superiority. Enter the tiger. Begin the killing in many cases. I suppose every movement operates that way. You see how women's liberation has slowly risen far beyond its humble, even believable, beginnings. You know, they were a despised and persecuted assembly of raped people, overworked people. Now they're running for president of the United States, showing that it was top spots they had in mind all the time. They didn't want to just be equal. They didn't even just want to have that biblical desire of loving children and being a helper to a man without being stepped on by the man. We understood that part. Anyway, I totally digress. Point made. Muslims are slowly gaining ground in this and many other nations, definitely in Albany Park. I have no desire to go out and try to stop that growth. I've hung around the words and lives of men like Richard Wurmbrand, who lived through invasions of a country, Romania. He used that invasion to preach the gospel to the invaders, not to become a whiner and panic his way into burying his message. The scary thing about the present Muslim invasion is not that they desire to use our freedom in order to take our freedom away. Not that they would be delighted if minarets rose from every neighborhood center, not even Sharia law. The scary thing is that Christians in my country are so weak, weak in numbers and energy and enthusiasm for Jesus Christ, so weak, they're selling their buildings to Muslims. Running into the suburbs. That's Albany Park anyway. The churches that exist are in the main just trying to hold on to survive. No one seems to see any reason for concern or for doing anything about it. Seems to me that little's being done to bring these Muslims to Christ or anyone else. You know, at the main traffic center of the community stands the Kimball Station. Hundreds and hundreds of people there. Every day, and also there every day, are the Russellites. We call them Jehovah's Witnesses today. And the Mormons show up a lot too. Muslims and Hindus and Buddhists are there. I'm aware of only one group, one church that makes the Albany Park neighborhood their mission field. Now, Albany Park is not my home turf. I adopted it as such many years ago. Yes, we were some of those folks who did that suburban thing. I regret it. So I like showing up in Albany Park on a regular basis. Fridays, like today, I enjoy taking my trailer made into a preaching station to visit the various services, which brings me back to today. After circling the Islamic Center about four times, I head over toward the ornate mosque on the other side of the community. But wait, I don't just circle these mosques now. I talk. Well, not really. My trailer talks. In bold letters on the trailer, you will see, who is Jesus? And words like, Jesus says, come to me. I will give you rest. And that's in Arabic and English. So I slow down in front of the entering worshipers, who are hand in hand with little children, all dressed up looking like Muslims, little Muslims, you know, this doll, cute looking. Many people look, Sometimes faces frown at my signs, but seeds are planted. I have an answer to that "who is Jesus" question that I'll provide in time. Anyway, I kick it up a notch at the second stop today. I have this sandwich sign that I decide to use here. I park the trailer, put the flashers on. Not exactly legal where I'm standing. I see the worshipers who have gone inside have done the same thing. It's just very little parking here. So my sign is out. It says, "Have you heard about the real Jesus? He is God." Now, I know it's not nice to ruin somebody's day like this, but no one seems to be concerned, except one guy. He's about 16 to 18 years old. Typically teen, he flies against the wishes of the older, more mature guys who just want to leave me ignored. "Your sign's wrong," he says defiantly. "Who told you that?" I answer. "We just know." Yeah, I like the "we" thing. Islam is a community anyway. The church was supposed to be, too. But often we're out on our own. So later he tries again, several times actually. "Your sign is wrong." Same accusation. He throws in that his references are true. I remind him that Jesus came several hundred years earlier. Now, he has no response for that now. He will. He'll learn one. But will the "who is Jesus" question that I've deposited in his brain today, will that encourage him to go deeper than his elders? Which one of these hundreds of men, and they were mostly men, will pay the price one day? Will I be willing to pay the price today? You know, what I've done is such a little thing. Where are the other evangelists who care about these people? Why have we let them intimidate us rather than waging our own form of jihad, the preaching of the gospel? Will we pay the price that our brothers and sisters in Islamic lands are paying and continue to preach to Muslims when Sharia says we cannot? And the night is coming. Let's get busy. God bless you today. Don't forget to check out my other works on sermon audio and on ezine.com. I've got things on YouTube also. Even some books you can buy if you go to amazon.com. We'd like to have you listening to the things that I'm saying because they mean so much to me. God bless you today. Bye-bye.